take a look at some of the mischief we can get up to this weekend with our event guide. One of our wonderful producers, Molly's in studio. Molly, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm excited about this because we've got some really cool events this weekend. So the first one, it's called Container, a box can change the world. It's from now until the 26th of April. So you've got like 7 days left. It's at the National Maritime Museum. It is free. So what you do is you step inside a box and this first ever outdoor exhibition, you can explore six colourful containers scattered around the museum, kind of like giant Lego pieces.
Exactly. So basically, if you go to around the location of Australian National Maritime Museum, you can see a lot of containers with different colors.
Oh, this is cool.
I know. And then you can go inside the containers and then you can see how different our lives were these days.
Wow, that's right? Really fun.
It's so much fun because the thing is, well, you don't know where you can find your shirt, like where you can, like, oh my God, my shirt, for example, like made from India.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then they will show you how to deliver it.
Wow. Oh, this is fun. This is something that kids can get involved in as well for like school holidays too.
Exactly.
And then the Maritime Museum itself is so fun. Mm-hmm. I love the Maritime. Have you ever been?
Museum, it's my middle name.
I love the Maritime Museum. It's so fun.
Yes, it's so much fun. So bring all your kids because it's school holiday.
Yeah, exactly. So now we've got one more event here. We've got the Spanish Film Festival. It's on from the 17th, which was I think like Wednesday or something last week, through to the 6th of May. It's happening in a few different cinemas, so like Palace Cinema in Norton Street and Leichhardt and Paddington and Central Park as well. It's kind of like $22 for adults, $18 for concession. It's the 21st annual Spanish Film Festival, 25 transporting films celebrating the culture and cinema of Spain.
Yes. Can you speak Spanish?
No. Can you?
Is it como estas, something like that? Is it Spanish?
Sure, that sounds about right.
Okay, I don't know.
That sounds right to me.
Yeah, because, English is my second language. Hola. If I need another language, I feel like,
Molly, I can barely speak English, to be honest. I don't know how you... I'm always so impressed by people who can speak more than one language because I really can't.
Okay.
I can read subtitles, though. Yeah, so
exactly, right?
Okay.
Exactly. But the good thing about this festival, so you can see there is... What did I say? Like a segment for all the movie who directed by women.
Oh, so good. Hello, so good. Hello. Girl power.
Exactly.
I love it.
So you can check on the website as well. And then you can see the program because there is a segment like if you want to see, oh, this is the movie. It's not all about the women, but director. All women.
Which is so great. Female filmmakers are phenomenal and they need more support. So when we're supporting like a subset and like a culture here in Sydney that is quite prominent, like the Spanish community, and we're celebrating women as well, good on you. And who doesn't love to go and sit in a cinema, munch on some popcorn? It's a happy day.
And also learn about Spanish.
I know. So cool. Maybe we'll pick up some Spanish while we're in there. We'll come out and we'll be able to speak Spanish.
Exactly.
Or at least a little bit of Spanish. You can speak a bit more than me though. At least you could say something before. I'm on struggle street over here. We've got one last event this weekend, the Barangaroo School Holiday Workshop. It's going through until the 22nd of April. It's the Cutaway in Barangaroo. Children are $22. Supervising adults are free, but you do need to have a supervising adult with you. So you can go for something called Creative Planet. It's a brand new workshop for kids between 6 and 16 that teaches techniques of parkour, gymnastics, and aerobics. There we go. I was like, oh, I don't know how to say that word anymore. I couldn't, but this sounds fun.
So much fun. Well, speaking of this event, because, I'm not a gym junkie, but the thing is like, if you want to go out and then do something, what is it, like outdoorsy?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Get some energy out of the
kids.
Exactly,
right? Yeah.
And the Cutaway is so nice at Barangaroo. Mm. I love it.
New space, new outdoors venue. So
great for school holidays.
Exactly.
Go get them to run all their energy out and go parkour away and then bring them home for a nap. Like that, I don't have kids, but that seems like the ultimate way to spend a day with
a child.
That's
the formula. Yes, that's the formula. How it works, okay? Get tired during the day.
Go.
During the night, okay.
And then
bedtime.
No, bedtime, guys. Oh, sorry. Mommy's going to go to sleep now. Oh, no. And Barangaroo is such a nice space, too.
Yeah.
They've done it so beautifully. It's gorgeous.
I know, right?
There's all the green space at the top, too, that they can go and run and play and kick a ball and
exactly.
stuff.
Exactly. Sunset's out as well. Look at that.
It's going to be a nice day today.
Beautiful day.
It's going to be like 22, which isn't that hot. No. So that seems cool. And then there's like a few different things happening over there as well. You've got the leading physical theatre company, Legs on the Wall, will transform the reserve into kind of like a pop-up jungle gym. These are people who are running this, which is like the coolest thing ever.
Yeah.
I always loved going to jungle gyms and like play centers when I was a kid. It was fun, right?
So much fun,
and
right.
You go and you meet other kids and they get all their energy out. And,
yeah.
And like no one breaks an arm and it's fine.
It's a safe.
It's a safe environment. Right. It's because like if you're just at the park, like realistically, a kid's going to fall over. It's going to hurt itself.
Yeah.
You're going to get a scraped knee and a teary face. But these all sound like great events. What would you say is like your favorite of the three?
Well, oh my God.
It's a really hard question because they're all really good.
Yeah, it's really, really good. And then I really want to come to every single event. But again, because I'm not a kid, okay, I am more than 18 years old. So I prefer to watch the movie. I think that's my go-to.
That's
event.
A good one. Yeah. I think I would, just because I love being a kid sometimes and doing kid-like things. A box can change your world at the Maritime Museum is going to be my pick of the bunch this week. What great events, though.